96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Small moments or significant achievements, there are things that happen during the course of a lifetime that we don't want to forget. But how do you preserve the memories and mementos that tell the tale of your family, your legacy, even your business? Well, it can be done with some work. And joining me to talk about this is Adrena Eiffel. She is CEO of Eiffel Doubleback Global Group. She is an expert in archiving and preservation. Lines are open if you have a question about preserving your stuff, because that's really what this is about, preserving your stuff. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Adrena, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so as I said, this is about preserving stuff, and I started thinking about my stuff. I have photographs from college, some from senior year, prom pictures, letters from old sweetheart. Well, just one letter from an old sweetheart. I have letters from my mother when I was in college, letters from my grandmothers, all kinds of stuff. How important is it for people to preserve the things, the fabric of our lives? Why is that so significant?
It's actually vital. It's so important to preserve because everyone has a story and everyone's story needs to be preserved. And so to take the time and really capture those things, because we're living in historic times and we're actually making a significant contribution, even though you might think, okay, I'm not doing it on a grand scale, but you're doing it on a very important scale in your community. And so it's important to capture that because we need to know what your perspective on this time period was in 20, 50, 100 years from now. It's important to know what you thought about this time, what you were doing, and you are an eyewitness to history. And so your personal archive, your legacy, is important to be captured, preserved, and saved for future generations.
You know, one of the things that I find really interesting about this topic is a couple of months ago, I attended an event that was hosted by the Smithsonian as they were trying to find interesting, unique, and unusual photographs, documents, things from D.C., from the D.C. area African-American community. And it was amazed at some of the things, particularly as it related to photographs, documents, even clothing, that some of the archivists and the experts from the Smithsonian, you know, were just drooling over. And yet, I must admit that some of those things appear to be exceptionally well preserved. Some of them kept in, what do you call them, the cedar boxes, uniforms, and the like. But then sometimes stuff was just kind of brought in a raggedy folder. From your perspective, when you see historically valuable things just kind of bunched together, and just, do you cringe?
I kind of take a pause, and I think it's important once you recognize that this is historically significant, then take action and make sure that you have it in something that's rated archival safe and acid free, because you don't want to just have it in anything that maybe the chemicals from that storage container then can leak onto that, any road, the document, the clothing, whatever that you've saved, your bus ticket that was as a freedom rider, or perhaps you went to a Black Lives Matter rally and you have a placard from that. That's going to be very important in 50 years from now. Mm-hmm. So you want to be able to save that and treat it and put it in an environment that will make sure that every period is visible to a future researcher.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about preserving the memories and mementos that tell the story of your family and your legacy. Give us a call if you have a question about that. You just mentioned something that struck me, acid-free. What do you mean by that? What is acid-free?
Acid-free. It's the way the materials that archivists use are put together such that there is no acid, no chemicals in that. So if you take a storage box or you take a sleeve that you can often, a sheet protector, there's nothing in that, the compound that is going to then react to the paper or react to the photograph. You know, a lot of us have photographs that we used to put in the albums where it was the sticky glue.
Right, or covered with plastic.
Yes. Yeah. And now you open those up and you look and they're little brown around the edges. Well, the chemicals in that glue and that plastic then reacted negatively with that photo and is slowly eroding it. So oftentimes, working with the Society of American Archivists and different other librarians, they say it's not necessarily to take all the pictures off the glue, but just stop the process so it doesn't erode even further.
Is that hard?
No, it's actually then putting it, you also want to put it in an environment that's not damp. That's not excessive temperatures. And so oftentimes we'll have stuff, you know, in the basement where maybe it's the rainy season now, so there's a little moisture there. That's going to also negatively affect what you have. So you want it in a cool environment.
Let me go to the phones, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Elaine calling from Alexandria.
Hi.
Hey,
how
Elaine.
Are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
When the USA Today building first opened up, I was a security guard there. So I have the very first copy that came off of the press, but I have it in plastic, like an old plastic bag, but it's the very first copy that came from USA Today. And I just wanted to know, what can I do with it to keep it? It's about 30, 40 years old.
Hi, Elaine. Well, this is a great question. Thanks for calling. I would say to go straight to your local office supply store or arts and crafts store and ask them for something that is archival safe and acid-free, a sheet protector. And they often have the oversized one that probably will fit the newspaper because those are the ones that I use for newspapers. And then transfer it in there and make sure that you keep it in a nice, cool space and area. And then it should be fine and should be continue, you know, to and you could pass it on to generations or then even maybe one day if you want to loan it out to your local library or museum.
Should she open it? Or should she leave it folded?
I would leave it folded.
Why is that?
Fold it?
Yeah, I would leave it just in the state that you have it there. Because, you know, unless she wants to read it on a regular basis, just leaving it folded because it's a wonderful piece to observe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Elaine, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls and more about preserving your personal history. Not just photographs, not just newspapers, but what about modern photographs? A lot of that stuff is on your phone, your iPhone, your Samsung, whatever. What do you do with that stuff? How do you keep it for the next generation? We'll talk about it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about preserving the memories and mementos that tell the tale of your family, your legacy, your business, not just photographs, but documents, perhaps e-pictures, even sound. My guest is Adrena Eiffel. She is CEO of Eiffel Double Back Global Group. She is an expert in archiving and presentation. And certainly, if you want to know more about her, you can find her on the web at doublebackproductions.com. doubleback.com. That's doublebackproductions.com. We are taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Carla, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Carla, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. This is a great topic and completely relevant. I'm in the process of, both of my parents are deceased, and I discovered a box of letters from them or that they wrote to each other from 1948 to 1955. And I'd love to preserve these letters, but I'm not sure. I understand that the acid-free environment, but should I save the letters, the envelopes, the stamps? And how would I determine what's important? Is the stamp valuable? Do I put these in a place where we can thumb through them, or just keep them secure? I just like some ideas on how to preserve these letters that are so cherished to my family.
Okay.
Hi, Carla. Thanks for calling in. This is a great question, and I think it also speaks to using technology as our friend in this regard. What I would recommend is definitely putting them in a box that is safe. But also, I would scan them and have digital copies and maybe even print out some copies of that. So those are the things that you can look at on a regular basis. Like if every time their birthday comes up and you want to read a particular, or their anniversary, you want to read a particular letter. But the original ones, I would keep those in a safe place so that you don't, because even our hands, because of, lotion and different things, that's a chemical that will react to them. So you don't want to handle them too much. But you definitely can take the opportunity to use technology, scan them, make digital copies of them, make actual paper copies of them. And then those are the ones that you can use on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The stamps might be valuable. You could take those into your local library, maybe get them assessed. Maybe look up a local stamp dealer and have them look at it. But I think it's particularly important to make sure that you do have a digital copy of them, and then as well as the originals that you can cherish and pass on for generations.
Okay, thank you so much. Carla, good luck with that. Great family discovery for you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I've got to ask this question because, again, you said something that really struck me. Most people do not have a vault in the basement that is cool and dry and stays at a certain temperature. How do you preserve the things that you want to save when you are just regular folks living in a regular house?
I think, that you can find, there's a cool spot within. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to make sure that it's an extreme temperature, because in reality, if it's lasted this long, it has some longevity. But we want to make sure that it doesn't go away and completely disintegrate. So everybody in their home can find a place that they definitely want to. What I say is that you don't have to wait till you're 80 to start doing this preservation. So at Doubleback Global Group, we work with organizations and individuals who have large body of work. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to make sure that these tips go out to the general public, because everybody has a story. You just, mm-hmm. you can start wherever it is. So if you get a box, dedicate one box to start putting in valuables in there, and then gradually collecting them over time and making sure that it is one place, and maybe do it twice a year.
Okay. I need to take another break, but for those of you that are interested in finding out more, you can find it on the web at doublebackproductions.com. That's doublebackproductions.com. If you were on the phone, Angela, Mike,